So we're going to be thinking today about who is the Holy Spirit to us. Any children who are here, Hayley has got some pictures of flames at the front. If you want to come and write down on the picture of these flames, something that you'd like to include in our prayers that we're going to do in a few minutes. Just anything that's on your heart, people you know, situations in the world. Maybe you're about to change school or have a new teacher. She's got some pens, she's got some paper. Doesn't matter how young you are, you can bring your mum and dad with you as well and draw a picture as well. So come to the front and we'll use some of the things you write to help us in our prayers in a moment. Well done, thank you. So who is the Holy Spirit to you? Well, first I would say that when answering this question, there's three things we can look at. First of all, God wants to speak to us, especially through God's word. The Holy Spirit speaks to us and especially speaks to us through God's word. When Jesus took leave of his disciples, he said he would pray that the Father would send the helper, the Holy Spirit. My Father will send in my name. He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things I've said to you. The disciples needed the Holy Spirit to be reminded of what Jesus said to them. It was the Holy Spirit that inspired those people who wrote down the words that we now have in our Holy Scripture. It was the role of the Holy Spirit to speak to us, speak through the Bible, but also in other ways as well, in our prayers, through pictures, maybe through prophecies or through tongues. So many ways the Holy Spirit can speak to us. So it's really important that we give time to the Holy Spirit to do this, that we give time to reading the Bible, that we give time to listening to God in our prayers, that we invite the Spirit to speak to us, to tell us what God wants to say into our hearts. The Holy Spirit helps us to understand what God is saying and will teach us, will give us light. He'll even remind us of words from Scripture so that we can see what God is saying. The Holy Spirit wants to speak to us. And the Holy Spirit wants to teach us. Can you click on, the clicker's not working. Can you move on to the next slide, please? Next word, please. Okay, I'll just read it to you. The Holy Spirit wants to teach us who Jesus really is. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you in all truth. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. That's from John 16. When Jesus was on earth, a huge work of salvation took place. He opened up a new way for us to live. He's our high priest, our forerunner. He helps us to understand the struggle we're in. Hebrews is a brilliant place to find out more about how the Holy Spirit can work, how the Holy Spirit can speak to us. So many things the Holy Spirit wants to teach us about Jesus. And of course, God's word is the place where we can find all of this. So the Holy Spirit is to speak to us, the Holy Spirit is to teach us, and the Holy Spirit is to equip us. Before he returned to heaven, Jesus said, you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And that's what happened in our reading, wasn't it? Those tongues of fire, those flames, that great wind blowing was God's power coming down. And that power from on high, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come. Just take a moment to think of those early disciples in that room, probably terrified for their lives. The authorities were after them. Peter had just denied knowing who Jesus even was. They'd seen their leader killed, but then they'd seen him come back to life. They'd witnessed the ascension, and now this great power of God is coming on their lives. And that great power of God that we read about today in Acts 2 is something that's available for us too, isn't it? It's available to help us to live our Christian life. The power that meant those disciples could speak those different languages to proclaim that the Holy Spirit was coming is the same power that God wants to give to us. This is what the Spirit brings to each of us, power as individuals and power as a church. So if we accept that the Holy Spirit wants to speak to us, if we accept the Holy Spirit wants to teach us about Jesus, if we accept the Holy Spirit wants to equip us, we must ask ourselves, are we taking the Holy Spirit seriously? How would we answer that question? Necessarily understand. It involves our faith, our listening, our thinking. What does God want me to do? But what God wants to do is to pour out his Spirit on us.